Honolulu Civil Beat's reality check today takes a hard look at Hawaii's broken economy. Business reporter Stuart Yurton joins us this morning. Hi there, Stuart.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Oh, when are we going to fix this thing? We're hearing about a lot of hurt.
Yes, there's a lot of hurt, and fortunately, there are some ideas out there on how to address it. And, you know, as you know, the state and local governments have all been trying to come up with comprehensive plans. We really haven't seen anything yet. So we decided to go ahead and talk to some business people and find out if there were a comprehensive plan, what would you like to see in it? So that's what led to this story.
So talk about the folks that you reached out to.
Yeah, so we reached out to business people that have been prominent discussing a lot of these issues in the community. We talked to Peter Ho from Bank of Hawaii, Mark Mugiishi, chairman or CEO of HMSA. We spoke to one person, Ryan Tanaka. He's a financial consultant, and he did the a study looking at commercial leases and commercial tenants, and that was really interesting. And maybe it's one to start off with. You know, he surveyed 1,500 businesses and found that, you know, about 40% of the businesses weren't caught up with their lease payments as of the third quarter. So, you know, we have rental assistance now for residents, but what about businesses? And this is something we hear a lot about. You know, the rental businesses need help paying rent. So that's one idea he came up with. Apparently, the study indicates that during the third quarter, about $62 million statewide was going unpaid. So that's money that could be given to the businesses, let them renegotiate with landlords, try to get a better deal, try to renegotiate something long term, and then move forward in a way that they can survive.
And then what about the restaurant businesses out there? How are they doing?
Well, yes, that's another person we spoke to. We spoke to Jonathan McManus, who's owner and operator of Hotel Wailea on Maui. But he's also a partner with Chris Kajioka in Senia and Miro restaurants here. And McManus's idea is to, well, first of all, you've seen what's happened. Just over the weekend, Ed Kenney announced that he was closing Town, an acclaimed restaurant here in Kaimuki. Alan Wong announced he was closing his restaurant permanently. So these are big deals for local chefs, local restaurants. The issue that McManus says is if this continues like this, the only restaurants we're going to have here are ones that have the deep pockets, basically are owned by hedge funds or equity funds that can wait this out and ride it out. All the independently owned restaurants, or a lot of them, are going to go out of business.
Right. So the chains that we see, the Cheesecake Factory, those kinds of things might, you know, hang in there. But the small guys, the local guys are hurting.
Right. And again, I spoke to McManus this morning. He pointed out that, you know, look, we had Olive Garden opening up. I mean, here's a restaurant opening up here, one of these big chains, opening up during the pandemic while you have Ed Kenney closing. So it's pretty ironic. Anyway, his idea is to provide tax credits. If people invest in restaurants, they provide the liquidity for the restaurants to make it. And then they, you know, don't have to pay taxes to the state. So it's a tax expenditure for the state, but it basically is a way of getting money directly to restaurants that need it. That's an idea. Does it have legs? I guess we'll see during the session if anybody picks up this idea. But that's the kind of solution that we're, you know, hearing about from people.
Right. I mean, we've heard lots of talk about we need a plan, you know, how to build a more resilient economy once we get through COVID. But yeah, like you said, where's the plan? Where's the beef?
Right. Well, we don't have the long-term plan. We don't really see anything for that. But more important, a lot of what we have seen are responses to things. As you recall, there was a program the state announced working with the Chamber of Commerce to provide grants for businesses that spend money to pivot in ways to respond to COVID. And that's good, but it seems like we need more from what folks are telling us.
Right, and they're talking about, you know, we need to do green energy, and everybody's waiting to see what happens in Congress if there's going to be additional bailout money, too. So lots of uncertainty.
Right, and that's the thing. That was one of the first points Peter Ho from Bank of Hawaii said. He said, look, we really need, like a CARES Act 2 or the HEROES Act or something like that. Businesses need liquidity, as he put it in the meeting a couple of weeks ago, the House COVID Committee meeting that he co-chairs. He said, look, you know, it's like a sinking ship. People are in the water. They might have life vests, but they'll die of exposure if they don't drown.
Oh, that's not a good visual. All right. But, not a good way to end the year. But thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you, Kathy.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's Reality Check. Read his story online at civilbeat.org.